Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text APP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text APP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Now, your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, or anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Yeah, that's the show we talk about you all the time. We've got a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Just remember, you can call me anytime. Our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. That's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Although I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Gotta have a celebration each and every day. We love to celebrate. Today, we have several. I'm not a cat person, but today is National Cat Day, so we have no problem celebrating that one with and for those of you. Yeah, Joe, you're right. I appreciate you saying that. Anything that benefits our bank account, yeah, you need to listen to it. We've got a lot of great information. National Cat Day, National Hermit Day, I don't think so. World Stroke Day, yeah, we've got a friend of ours that just suffered a stroke. We are wishing him all the best. He's been a guest on our broadcasts in the past, so we are constantly looking for methods of sending out our best wishes to our buddy Jim. He's been, like I say, he's been a frequent guest on the broadcast. Just throw that out there. We appreciate it. Joe, yes, celebrating always. You are correct. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing today. The markets, it's been a bit of a rocky ride in the markets this morning. We've already been watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was up quite a bit. It was down quite a bit. Now it's down 25 points. Looking at the S&P 500, that's still up 4 points. But we've been hitting these all-time highs. Can't complain too much about what's going on in the S&Ps. The NASDAQ down 45. Not a big surprise when you see the NASDAQ down 45. When we did see what was going on in the earnings market overnight and into the start of the day today, looked at Google being down 30 points today, as of right now, almost 31 points. Painful. Beyond Meat, I'm not sure why that stock is even doing anything there, but the Beyond Meat is down 19. At 85, I think the fair value of the stock is probably somewhere closer to $40 a share. Just throw that in there. You know, I don't know that answer, Joe. I'm not sure when Zebra Day is, but it is a nice little picture that we keep in the background here just to keep us awake. It throws a little bit extra into our mornings every day. So we did look at the Beyond Meat. We're right in the middle of the earnings season right now, and that's where so much of this data is coming from. That's what's rocking the markets. We are going to watch and see, because a lot of what's going to go on in the markets coming up has to do with, no, not the fake impeachment hearings, although we are going to watch that coming up. But what it has to do with is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will be announcing their meeting, the interest rate reduction. And that'll come up tomorrow. Now, why do I say interest rate reduction? It's not going to have any effect on your primary residence unless you have a home equity line of credit. Then it'll have effect. It won't have any effect on interest rates unless, again, you have prime rate, credit card rate. If you've got something that's tied to prime or credit card rate, then you'll have an effect there. But mortgage rates really do not follow that at all. Mortgage rates do not follow what's going on in the short-term market, which is what the Federal Reserve deals with. Mortgage rates, in fact, it would not surprise me in the least to see mortgage rates increase tomorrow. Increase, yeah, that's that wouldn't surprise me there at all. Why would I think that they're going to increase? Well, if the bond market, if the markets feel that the commentary from the Federal Reserve has any is unfavorable to inflation, well, then the bonds are going to fall down, interest rates will go up. That's just a mathematic equation. So we're going to be watching closely what the, not what the Fed does, because it's pretty much baked into the market that the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates. What we don't know is what will their statement be following that meeting. That's going to be the big issue. Yeah, Joe, I agree. The NASDAQ, it's a little concerning there. We'll see what happens with Apple stock coming out. Their earnings, I think, comes out tonight. So that'll be another big key to what's going to be showing up in the in those earnings. Moving right along in the daily briefing. Yes, we do have to deal with the ongoing saga, the presidential election. We're going to be dealing with that for the next 12 months, although my guess is that Joe Biden may not be dealing with that for the next 12 months. I don't think he's going to make it that far. Just throwing that out there. So he's out there in the news trying to be relevant, but every time he opens his mouth, he shows how irrelevant he is. So his commentary this morning or late yesterday was the fact that the mission to get the ISIS leaders was in spite of the President of the United States as opposed to because of the President of the United States. Now, we know that it's the great men and women of our military that are the ones that executed the mission. Just like when it was Osama bin Laden, it was the men and women of the military that executed that mission as well. The president has to give that order. And just as President Obama got and took the praise for that during the Obama-Biden administration, well, the same thing happens under President Trump. Just throw that out there, but I don't think that President or Vice President Biden understands those things. A little fascinating to me. Also watching that, did you see? I think that a little bit here and there could possibly be that Lindsey Graham put Nancy Pelosi in a bit of a corner there where she has to come out with this idea of having a vote on what's going on in the House of Representatives. No more secret missions. I feel it's a shame that the President of the United States felt that he could not trust the Congress of the United States enough to understand that this mission was going on. That's a real shame right there. But we'll move on in our morning briefing as well. It is, Joe, this might be for you as well. The new stocks that might lead the next leg of a bull market. I saw this report early this morning. The new stocks that may lead that. How about this? Amazon, Boeing, Disney, Facebook, J&J, Merck, Netflix, PayPal, Salesforce, and United Health. Wide variety of stocks that may be there. That we'll see what happens in that one. Would not surprise me, Joe. I agree with you. I didn't get you to come in here and guest host with me. Yeah, Biden out by January 1st. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it looks like he's not going to do very well in Iowa, not going to do very well in New Hampshire. Can you imagine the leading candidate coming in fourth in Iowa? That would be pretty shocking. But we move along. That was the new stocks that Wall Street thinks will lead the next big leg up. Google, the parent of Alphabet, made an offer to buy Fitbit, sending the Fitbit stock up. Google stock, I believe, we'll take a look and see where it's doing right now, but most of the overnight hours since they announced earnings yesterday, that stock has been falling, so we are watching that one as well. We watch a lot of different stocks, but Google down 28 points today so far. Where will it end up? That's the big question, is will it recover like some of the others have recently? I'm just throwing that out there. We'll continue watching our briefing this morning. We've got a lot of information to share with you today. Thinking of selling your home, waiting the hardest part, existing home sales report. We'll talk about that. What happens if you lost your Social Security card? Experian Boost versus Ultra FICO, what's better? Can a debt collector collect after 10 years? We got a lot to chat about today. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the program. They've got the products. You've got the phone. Make the call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Take a look at the markets today, as we do every day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now it is showing as being up just a little bit. The NASDAQ has recovered a little bit as well. We're looking at that one for you. I just lost all my numbers here. NASDAQ down 28, S&P 500 up 4 points. Actually, I'm just showing here Now the S&P 500 is up 0.80. 10-year Treasury down at 1.835. So if you are a senior citizen looking at living on fixed income, 1.835. Mortgage-backed securities, they are up just a little bit. They're up 8 basis points, which means interest rates down just a little tick from where they were yesterday. But the issue really becomes, why is all of this happening? And we're going to tell you about that as soon as my computer just wakes up and gets me to the next screen so I can actually see the numbers and I can actually get you the data that you need. I like to give it to you as accurate as I possibly can. So when my computer slows down on me, I can't give you the exact numbers that I want to share with you. So the Fed starts, as I shared earlier, the two-day meeting today. We'll not be hearing anything until 11 o'clock our time tomorrow, followed by a press conference by the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. That's 11:30 a.m. California time. Again, we're expecting a quarter point rate reduction by the Federal Reserve after the last Fed cut moved higher. So the interest rates went up after the last Fed rate cut. That would be the 30-year mortgage, the 10-year bond. Peter Buchvar pointed out some interesting facts on trade. Goods exports fell 1.6% last month and 3% year over year to the lowest level since February 2018. Exports peaked last May around the time when the tariff fight was just about to accelerate. Imports dropped by 2.3% last month, 4.6% year over year. Imports sit at the least amount since November 2017. Markets certainly betting that a trade deal with China will get done. But if not, you can see that some of the damage has already been done. If a deal is not in place, stocks will likely sell off big and bonds will benefit. Now, we may not see the stocks go up as much as we might have thought at one time because they've been baking into the market the fact that the bonds, that this deal will get done. So generally we see, or frequently we will see, that the market will buy the rumor, sell the news. So that's not abnormal. So we might be watching that happen when it comes to these markets as we move forward. Case-Shiller Home Price Index, that's generally considered the gold standard for appreciation, that was released. Case-Shiller has a few indices, two of which we pay the most attention to. That's the National Index and the 20 City Index. National Index, which covers all 9 census divisions, reported a 3.2% annual gain in August, which was a slight increase from July, which was revised lower from 3.2% to 3.1%. The 20 City Index was unchanged at 2% on a year-over-year basis. Phoenix, Charlotte, Tampa led the gains. Remember, on a $300,000 home, a 3.2% gain in appreciation translates to $9,600. And I'm giving you all national numbers, but $9,600 over the course of the year. Very, very meaningful numbers. Think about that, because if you put 5% down, and so that 5% on that $300,000, $15,000, and you get a $9,600 appreciation, let's just call it $10,000 for round numbers, that's about a 60% gain in your appreciation of your capital. Now, I know you haven't sold it, so you can't do anything with it, but there's not a lot of better ways out there for you to make money on your money. And I've got a slide here. I'm going to see if I can find it quick enough to put it up on our broadcast if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv. But you're able to get quite a bit of a return on your money. You're making good money on that appreciation. And a lot of people don't think about the appreciation levels and what that means to your long-term investment. So here's one of them, just showing the long-term investments. If I can get this to, oops, I gotta get, pop it up the other way around. So America's choice for best long-term investments. This is what people think. And I just gave you the numbers so you can actually see what we really know about it. But real estate, people think that 35% of the marketplace in 2019 thinks that real estate is the best long-term investment. 27% say stocks. We've got 15% saying savings account, 14% saying gold. So we do know that America does believe that the best long-term investments is definitely going to be real estate. So we want to make sure that you're watching that. Now, what does that do for your wealth? That's the next issue that we really want to make sure that you're understanding here. And I guess I did that button wrong again. So price appreciation, if you look at what happens in gains for a typical single-family home purchased 5, 10, 15, 30 years ago, 5 years ago, you're looking at the appreciation there of $64,000. Now, you can also see, now here we're talking about wealth, and this is a big issue. Yeah, Joe, you're right. You have to work for your money, but you also want your money to work for you as well. I see you're an investor as well. So when you're investing, you want your money to be working for you. When you look at the chart that I've got on Ron Siegel Radio right now, you can actually see that over 5 years, and again, we're using national numbers on these different programs, right? But over the last 5 years, you would have $64,000 in appreciation. $15,000 is your gain from principal payments. So you've got almost $80,000 in net wealth just as equity from the equity and appreciation over the five-year period ending in 2018. Look at that going to a 30-year, which we have on the chart as well, $243,740 over 30 years. Now, if you are in Southern California, you can probably double these numbers. Not only have we seen appreciation greater than the national average, but we also see that our property values are higher. So it does translate into more net wealth for us as we continue to grow. I'll show you this one as well. Oops, let me get this other picture down. And it might help a little bit. Oh, come on now. You know, I got this new technology. I've been sharing this with you, and we hope you like it. We'd love to get your opinion. What about the overinflated home prices in California is Joe's question. Well, Joe, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. The prices here in Southern California are extremely high. I don't know about overinflated because we just go on supply and demand. The governor here, which I don't believe half of what he says, maybe 90% of what he says, I don't believe the majority of what he's talking about, but we've got a shortage of homes. If that's true, and the fact that there is a shortage, yes, that's true. The amount is probably in question based on his commentary, but the prices are going to continue to go up just based on supply and demand. And if you look at the numbers and you look at history, and I shared that yesterday, maybe when we come back from the break, I'll be able to show you a chart. In fact, put on the screen, Joe, where are you from? What part of the country are you watching us from? But if you look at the numbers over the last 60 years, home prices have appreciated in California. And I don't know what the next 60 years will bring, but 60 years is a long span of data, and we get anywhere, if you look at the shorter term, 4.11 to over 6% rate of return. Why? Well, because California still has some of the things that a lot of people want. Even though we've got high taxes, we've got, okay, so you're in the Central Coast. I love the Central Coast. Ooh, okay, I'm going to have to come and see you, Joe. I need some more wine. I've got maybe two shelves open on my wine fridge, so I might have to come up there and see you. And we're doing some financing of homes up there in the Central Coast as well, so it's love it up there. But here's the issue is we continue to see the market benefiting because people want to move to California. They realize that we don't generally have the humidity that they have in Florida. We've got good weather most of the time, although we are looking at some heavy winds coming up in the next couple of days. Earthquakes, yeah, they only last about 30 seconds and then we're done with it. So we don't have to worry about that as well. So it's just a nice place to be. So we've got more people coming in. Joe, you're seeing that up in San Luis Obispo as well. People want to move to that coastal area. It's beautiful up there, right? I mean, what else can you want? So that's just the supply and demand equation that we're watching. Again, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for, I love it, Joe. My wine, I need some more wine. You're right there, though. You can go get a bottle at my friends over there at Turley anytime. You can go see Tobin James in a heartbeat. Say hi to Toby for me if you go over there. But you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've still got a lot to cover today. We're going to be chatting about existing home sales report, local Social Security card, or lost your Social Security card. What do you need to do? Can a debt collector collect after 10 years? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest. NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, we have got a great, great tool for you because it will tell you on a regular basis. Every month you're going to get an email from us. In fact, it's going to tell you what the county recorder knows about your property and what the marketplace thinks about your property. They may not necessarily be the same thing. All you have to do is text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564, and you'll get that free report. Register there. Every month you're going to get a report. It's going to show you numbers and all kinds of things. Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and most of us it is. So take a look at that. Existing home sales report indicates now is a great time to sell. And Joe, I'm going to get to your question there, so don't go away, because I did like that question. I'm going to throw that in there as far so that we make sure and answer that for you. Based on the current state of the market, trends are shifting in favor of sellers. If you're going to sell, now may be the time to take advantage of the number of buyers who are searching for their dream home. The best time to sell anything is when demand for that item is high and the supply of that item is limited. The latest existing home sales report released by the National Association of Realtors reveals that demand for housing continues to be strong, but the supply is struggling to keep pace. With this trend likely continuing throughout 2020, now is a great time to sell your house. The existing home sales report, the most important data revealed in the report, was not actually sales. In reality, it was the inventory of homes for sale, basically supply. The report explained total housing inventory at the end of August decreased 2.6% to 1.86 million homes available for sale. Unsold inventory is lower than the 4.3-month figure recorded in August 2018. This represents a one-month supply at the current sales pace. According to Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, sales are up, but inventory numbers remain low and are thereby pushing up home prices, unquote. In real estate, there's a simple guideline that often applies here. Essentially, when there is less than a six-month supply of inventory available, we are in a seller's market, and we will see greater appreciation. Between a 6 to 7 month supply is a neutral market where prices will increase at the rate of inflation. More than a 7 month supply means we are in a buyer's market and can expect depreciation in home values. The impact of monthly housing inventory for homes for sale in the seller's market, we're going to share that with you on a chart we actually put up earlier today. As I mentioned before, there's currently a 4.1 month supply of homes on the market, and houses are going under contract fast. The existing home sales report also shows that 49% of properties were on the market for less than a month when they were sold. In August, properties sold nationally were typically on the market for 31 days. As Lawrence, you noted, this should continue, and I quote, as expected, buyers are finding it hard to resist the current rates. The desire to take advantage of these promising conditions is leading more buyers to the market. The takeaway inventory of homes for sale is still well below the six-month supply needed for a normal market, and supply will fail to catch up with demand if a sizable supply does not enter the market. Bottom line, if you're going to sell, now may be the time to take advantage of the ready, willing, and able market buyers who are out there searching for their dream homes. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. If you already found that dream home, remember, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. No spaces, SLT Home Digest. It's right there along the bottom of the screen if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv or on the Facebook page. So, Joe, I want to get to your question here. I guess you got a few good ones. And first off, I'm going to say thank you for your service. Veterans, we love you. We couldn't do what we do every morning if it wasn't for our veterans. So thank you. Veteran loan, the VA loan, it is the best loan on the market. So will the fires affect values? I'm going to say in most instances, the brush fires are not going to have a big effect on the market. The ones that have, the ones that have the effect, unfortunately, are the properties that are in up in Northern California, the Napa area, or where we've seen some of them where they've unfortunately burnt homes down. Those do affect values, but unfortunately, that's not the way we want to get our property values to appreciate, right? So the property values, they're going to go up. Why? Supply and demand. Where you have properties that have burnt and people need to be there, that's going to push up more demand for those properties. The supply is diminished, so the property values are going to go up. We've seen rental properties. Now, I've got a friend of mine. I've shared this, and she's been on air with me many times. She was one of the people that had her house burned completely to the ground in the 2017 fires in Orange County here, the Canyon fires. Well, she still has not finished getting her house built again. 2 years later, and you know, just from my conversations with them, I bet they're probably still 6 months away. So 30 months they've been out there in the rental market, not having been able to live in their own home. So just throwing that out there that it does have an effect. The winter market, well, yeah, Joe, you're right. The winter market does change things, but if you're thinking about selling, if it's crossed your mind that you want to sell for the benefit of your family, who's out looking at houses right now? Only people that need property. There's been a job relocation, or they can't afford what they have. They've got a family that's growing. Maybe mom and dad need to move in. Maybe you're going to that multi-generational home that we talked about earlier. So that's the big issue, is the people that need properties are the ones that are moving right now. Just throwing that out there. And yes, the 2008 bust, yeah, it scared a lot of people. But, you know, I've got a slide here, and I don't have it loaded up yet. I'll try and load it during the break. I want to show this to you, Joe, as to the housing bubble, housing bust. And really, it's something, if you're a realtor, great. You're going to really want to know this information, because it's something you should share with everybody. We'll get that loaded. I'll try and find that slide during the break and see if I can share that information with you when we come back after the break. It's some great, great information there that I want to get to you. Thinking of selling your home, though, yeah, waiting, that's a hard part. Tom Petty famously penned the words, "The waiting is the hardest part," in his early 80s song, "The Waiting." His thought process could surprisingly also be applied to individuals considering selling their homes today. Traditional thinking would suggest it may be best to wait until the spring to sell when there is a flood of buyers in the market. But right now may be, in fact, better time to list your home. We can see the overall economy is good. Wages are rising. There are near record low unemployment rates. Mortgage interest rates still very low as well. Over the past 10 years, the housing market has stabilized. So what, if anything, is the biggest challenge in the housing market today? Very simple. I've talked to you before. Give me that drum roll, please. Inventory. That is the biggest challenge in the housing market. I don't know all areas, but in the vast majority of the areas, we talk to real estate professionals, inventory is down. I was out in the Coachella Valley last week. They're telling me that their inventory availability down about 30%, according to the existing home sales report by the National Association of Realtors. Total housing inventory at the end of September sat at 1.83 million, approximately equal to the amount of existing homes for sale in August, but a 2.7% decrease from 1.88 million 1 year ago. Unsold inventory is at a 4.1-month supply at current sales pace, up from 4 months in August, down from 4.4-month figure recorded in September 2018. But what does this mean? While homes are coming on the market, they aren't coming fast enough. Right now, across the country, there is less than a 6-month supply of overall inventory of homes for sale, putting us in a seller's market. Seller's market means prices go up. Buyers don't have the luxury of choice, of options. The challenge is that there are not enough homes for sale to increase the supply needed for the number of people who want to buy, especially in the starter and middle markets. To be in a balanced market, meaning we have enough inventory for a number of buyers in the market, we need that magic 6 months of inventory available. Today, we are nowhere near that number. And as a matter of fact, the last time we reached that height, August 2012. So it's about 7 years ago is the last time we saw that kind of inventory level. That's quite a ways back. When we look at the inventory challenge today, we can see that now is a great time to sell your house. Truthfully, waiting may end up being the hardest part in the long run. The landscape is a great place for sellers who own homes in the starter and middle level markets to take the opportunity to sell in a seller's market before inventory catches up with demand. See, when we wait till the spring, yes, there are more buyers, but there are also more sellers. So you don't end up getting any benefit from that. Bottom line, if you're considering selling your home, do not wait. Now is the time to make your move. Take advantage of the high housing demand and the low purchasing power. While mortgage rates are low, to go after the move-up home of your dreams. If you're thinking about that, give me a chat. 800, call 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We will get you the information you need to see how you can take advantage of the market today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, you lost your Social Security card. What do you do now? We'll talk about it. Experian Boost versus Ultra FICO. Which is best for you? Can a debt collector collect after 10 years? And I'm going to see if I can get that information for our friend Joe here to see if we can find out the information about the boom and how it's left a bad taste in people's mind. And is there really a recession on the horizon? You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Reach me, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll get the information to you on a regular basis so you can talk to our friend Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team. They can help you out with that information. So what do we have going on today? Let's see at the Your Credit Matters segment. We're always looking for good information here for you. And then I'm going to get to Joe's question about the housing bubble. So we're going to get that to you. Can a debt collector collect after 10 years? Well, they have a medical debt, credit card debt, unpaid student loans, getting calls and letters from debt collection companies can be frustrating, but it's especially frustrating if your debt is several years old. If you have debt on your credit reports or getting calls from a collection agency, you might wonder how long a debtor can try to collect these debts and how long it can affect your credit score. Can a debt collector collect after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? The answer is, it depends. So here's an overview of the timeline for debt collection and what to do if you're contacted about an old debt. In most cases, the answer is no. However, it depends on when you made the last payment. The statute of limitations for most debts starts when you go into default. If a debt is 10 years old, but you were making payments under an agreement with the lender until 3 years ago, the debt is likely still within the statute of limitations, and yes, it can be pursued by a debt collector. Each state has a law referred to as a statute of limitations that spells out the time period during which a creditor or collector may sue borrowers to collect debts. In most states, they run between 4 and 6 years after the last payment was made on the debt. That means even $1. So make sure you be careful of that. Make sure anything you do on old debt is in writing. Now, when I say 4 to 6 years, my understanding, I am not an attorney. I don't give legal advice. I don't even play one on TV. 4 years for the state of California. Double check, though, with your local attorney. In some states, a collection agency cannot try to collect it at all once a debt is past the statute of limitations. In other states, they cannot sue you, but they may still try to collect the debt, which can include calls and written requests. Now, be very cognizant of the idea that as your debt gets older, as it gets further and further away from the date of default, it's going to have a less minimized effect on your scores. It's going to drop. It's going to diminish. So just be aware of that part of it. And one thing that the collectors will do is they'll constantly sell the debt from one debt collector to another, and then they'll report it again. And that's against the rules. That's against the laws. That's why you need somebody that understands these things, like our friends over at Blue Water Credit, to help you out. Just throw that out there for your information. So as they get older and older, it's going to be less and less impact on your scores. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Before I go to some of these other questions that content that we had in mind, Joe's got a commentary here. Let's read Josh's. See if I can get that on the screen. So with such a high demand and low supply, will home sales in the winter be higher than previous years? Most likely. Yeah, Josh, most likely the home sales will be higher because the prices are going to go up. Now, you may see, like we saw last month, that new homes existing home sales dropped. But the reason existing home sales dropped, if you look at it as a percentage of the market available, they went up. So what that's saying is there's not enough inventory to support the amount of homes people want to buy. Joe, you got a good comment here as well. I remember the housing bubble and bust in 2008 gave me a bad taste. I agree with you. It did for a lot of folks. But take a look at the slide that I'm just putting up on the screen right now. We're due for a recession. There are a lot of folks out there, and I could show you the screen of how many people think we're going into a recession. But if you look at the last five recessions, 1980, and I remember all of them, I'm old. 1980, home prices went up 6.1%. 1981, home prices went up 3.5%. The 1991 recession, home prices dropped 1.9%. That was just a little bit. 2001, home prices up 6.6%. 2008, yeah, we had a big drop right there. So I can understand how that's still scary to a lot of people. That's a big issue that we worry about. So you look at recessions, a recession does not equal a housing price drop. So just a bit of information. Yeah, you're right, Joe. A recession will happen. The issue is when. I think I have a slide for that. Got a slide for everything, Joe. You must be on our production team at wondering when we're going to have that next recession. And we understand that a lot of people believe that hope that next recession is coming, and it's coming soon. We want to keep talking about that because it's a big issue as to how many people believe there is a recession on the horizon. And yes, we know that it's coming. The vast majority of the people believe that we're going to see a recession sometime by the end of next year. Let me see if I can get this picture up here real quick. And I'm like I say, I'm using this new technology, so sometimes things get a little bit slow for me. I'm slow as it is. But a vast majority of the people do believe we've got a recession on the horizon. So where is that recession coming from? And when will it be? So it'll probably not be. Most people do not believe that it's going to be a housing recession. That's not going to be the genesis of our next recession. Has been in the past, not likely to be the next one. People believe that it's coming sooner than later. I think this is the image that we're looking for right here. See if I can get in. I can't do it while I'm on air, but I'll share that with you as soon as I can find it, and I'll give you the words I view. 22% of the people believe that a recession 2019, which means that we're already in a recession because the recession is defined as two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. 46% of the people believe that the next recession will be sometime in 2020. 18% 2021, 14% after 2021. So, Joe, you've got a good point. There's always going to be a recession. We just don't know. We've been in the longest market so far because the recession does not have much impact on the housing markets. That's a big issue that we want to constantly make sure people are aware of, that we're not looking at a recession from the housing market standpoint. Just a little bit of information for you there. So I did want to share with you a little bit of other information on we've looked at a number of different things. Now let's talk about this one because I only have a couple of minutes left. What should I do if I lost my Social Security card? Yeah, we don't use our Social Security cards all the time. You can go to your local Social Security office, get a new copy. Takes about 15 minutes to get that new card. It'll take longer in line to get the card than it takes at the Social Security office. Don't want to apply online for a Social Security card. Many people do not want to. Yes, you can do it. But if you don't want to apply online or can't create an account online, you can go to that local office and get the information that you want. You're going to have to bring some identification. You're going to bring a driver's license, state-issued non-driver identification card. You could bring a passport with you. They're going to want to make sure you are who you say you are to get that data. So it's not a real big deal. You can do it. Just be prepared for either making an appointment at Social Security or going online, doing it online, or obviously waiting there. So that's just the issues there. As always, though, I do ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.